Eva, I never thought it would get like this.
He lost his wife.
Gotta be dramatic?
No, nigga, I gotta clear my throat.
Fuck me. You can do the intro, Eric. I'm tired.
I already did the intro.
What? When?
I did it yesterday.
Oh, whatever. Fuck.
No, we could have went yesterday.
Yeah, we recorded one yesterday. We like a full like podcast with our
boy. Oh, damn, damn.
Yo, why am I tired all of a sudden?
Because it's 11.
Those two shots got you still.
Hey, okay, high
key. Take shots?
Yeah, I chugged the whole thing, remember?
Oh, nice, nice.
This guy said nice. Welcome back to the TM32 podcast. My name is Andre.
My name is Eric.
Yeah.
Who do we have on today?
We got some guests. We got our boy Sai.
Hey.
We got our girl Anjali.
Hello.
There we go.
And look at that. And where can we find you two?
Yes, ALS. What's your Instagrams? Your socials? That's it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
My Instagram is SaiV_6.
And I'm PBM Jelly with 4 Y's at the end.
What the fuck? Wait, Ika's being dead ass?
I'm not even kidding, that's the sad part.
Yeah. Holy. Shit, you can follow us on Instagram at TM32 show.
Yeah.
And
gang.
TM32P on Twitter. Follow Andre. Andre.brwx. And
I think you fucked that up.
I think I fucked that up. What was it?
That's
okay.
You mixed. Fuck it. Anyways, follow Eric. Yeah.
Eric.Nipal.
Nice.
Great.
Nice.
All right.
Great. Great content. Great start, guys. Great fucking
great.
Ew, I just want to hit you guys with the question. What is friend zone to you?
Oh. Sai's the king of it. Sai can go first.
Are you currently in the friend zone?
I mean, probably somewhere. With someone, I'm in the friend zone. Not that I care.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean if I cared, I mean I would try to get out of it, but I'm not currently. So I guess being in the friend zone is liking someone, but they don't like you back, and they only like you as a friend. That's like kind of the definition, right?
Yeah, what is your honestly, what is your definition? What
that's my definition.
That's your definition. Okay.
Okay. I'm just gonna say, like, a lot of girls would just keep, like, guys that they friend zone around because they just want the attention.
Wow, okay, exposing these fucking.
No, I'm not even kidding because I did it too. Like, in high school, like, I literally only kept guys that I friend zone because I wanted the attention.
I am shook. You females are dirt, bro. All y'all are dirt.
We do that. No, we do
that. That's dirty, though. Like, I know they do that, but it's dirty.
No, because the guys that we like are assholes sometimes and they don't give us attention. So we, like, want another guy who actually likes us, but we, like, don't like them because they give us so much attention. Because we only like assholes. And then it's this, like, repetitive cycle.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, see, I feel like I knew this.
It's but like a revelation.
Just having it exposed. Yo, no, fuck off females, yo.
It's a revelation,
yo,
bro.
Fuck, bro.
Like,
me, myself,
suck,
and I.
But so do females.
Yo,
like,
facts. Preach that shit.
Like, we both suck.
That's a true
that's
fact.
Facts, that's facts, bro. Men fact. Are trash, but women are equally trash.
No, actually, like, we're equal in that we're both trash.
Look at that. So we're look both at trash. Yo, you heard it from a lady here
equality.
First, guys.
Fuck.
Yo, it's not just me saying this shit.
Like, I'll agree. I definitely did that in high school.
That's some age.
Shit.
No, but what's sad is that, like, you leave the door, like, the tiniest bit open. They'll be like, no, that's the thing. That's how you get them to stay. I'm not even kidding. Like, do you guys ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
That one episode where, like, Scooter, like, she's trying to say no to Scooter.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, like, maybe someday.
Oh, my God.
I swear, like... So you leave that like the tiniest bit of the door open and they'll stay. So that's like, the sad part.
Is there a way for like that friend zone guy to like slide through that tiny little crack?
No. Like, there's no way.
Well, fuck, at least she's on.
That's the thing.
Holy
that's
shit.
The open. No, you leave it like, the tiniest bit open so they have the hope,
no
but
hope.
They
oh
should actually
God,
have
hope. God, there's
that's
no
the thing.
Hope.
No,
guys,
if anyone
bro.
Listens to this, you need to realize that like if they're giving you like the tiniest bit of hope and they're flicking on you, like end that shit like immediately. Like don't continue. Because you're just going to get hurt, and they just want attention.
Well, 100%. Fuck.
Justin,
I'm so sad.
That's so sad.
And then gonna when you lie, get like older, you'll finally fall for the guy that's nice and, like, actually gives you attention.
Wait, but how are you going to fall for the guy that's nice when you're fucking friend-zoning all these nice guys?
That's the thing. I don't friend-zone guys that are nice anymore. I kind of just tell them I'm in a relationship.
Wow, she's just lying.
I'm not lying.
You're just lying.
How am I lying now?
Is
I'm
she
not...
in a relationship
Well,
now?
Now she is, but before exactly. She was out here lying, though, bro.
Was I?
I don't know. Were you?
No.
Whatever.
Spill the tea.
I literally asked Andre to find me a boyfriend, like, yeah. Not like... 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And then I found one like immediately.
Yeah, she just found one right after. I didn't even have to do any work. I was like, ooh.
Well, I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
Well, I was going to, but then you did something. And so I was like, alright, fine. You got it covered. I don't got to do shit no more. Perfectly fine.
Welp.
Welp is welp indeed.
Welp indeed. Well, I don't know what to say now. Shit.
I know, right?
I'm like kind of
she just
a loss for
sorry.
Words.
She just killed it though.
She blew that out of the water for us, man.
No, she got spot on. She got spot on with.
Oh no, yeah, but like.
Like you guys.
She explained it.
Kind of know what happens, but like, we actually do that.
But because y'all are the mouse masterminds.
Yeah, that ass, and they call us manipulators, eh?
We're both super manipulative.
Great. That's like that one girl who tried to say she was pregnant. But...
Okay, I'm gonna say, excuse me, what?
Wait, how does that have to do with the friend zone?
Wait, because she's a manipulator still,
okay,
right?
Okay, but I'm gonna say one thing. Narcissistic personality disorder is common, like, mostly in males, but histrionic personality disorder, which is like the want for attention and making up drama to get attention, is most common in females.
Bro, I can list seven females right now that have that fucking disorder.
That's
what fucking God.
All of my friends.
In our different ways.
We can all list stuff.
All of my friends?
Yeah, I'm not like.
Attention?
All of, honestly, especially her, and her.
her. Like.
Bro, real shit, dog.
Okay. What I really hate is when people like post a picture of the post they just posted, but like with a sticker over the post.
Oh shit, she's exposing.
Like, don't like my research.
Because he literally just did that on his story like 2 days ago.
Wait, hold on. What I just missed?
I did.
Okay, like I get that you're only doing it because
I only,
of the new,
I only,
like,
this is
Instagram
one time,
algorithm.
The one time I only did it, I'm getting exposed for it.
I know that you did it. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
No, but
bro.
Like. I'm saying, like, I understand this because of the Instagram algorithm, but like, do you really want to get likes that way? Like, don't you just want people
Eric,
to see it in the feed?
Eric, bro.
Like, do you really want the likes to be substantial, or do you just want more likes? Like, is the number that matters?
Bro, how does that make you feel, Eric? How does that make you feel?
Yo, the number matters. It makes you feel like
why?
Mad.
Should be quality.
Oh, bro.
I guess unless you want to be famous, but even then, that's...
Bro, she's out here slaying.
More money, not problems.
Bro, I just want people to see my amazing picture.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, bro.
Just get a billboard and post it on there.
I want people to forget my last post.
Get a billboard? Bro. Where am I getting that from?
No, literally just pay for, like, a big-ass billboard and then just put your post on there.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I don't have that kind of money. It's
just put your Instagram ad on there.
Yeah. Oh,
just put your Instagram handle on the billboard.
My Instagram handle is, like, locked, though. I gotta open it. I'm not trying to open it. Then my parents can see my account. I don't want to.
Oh, Alex, I keep mine open still.
No, my parents don't got Instagram.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same. Mine's
it must be nice.
I think one of their friends do, though, and she follow me.
Wait, Eric, your Instagram's pretty clean. Why would you...
I know it is, but I still don't want them to see it.
No, there's a reason people keep it clean. So, like, if anyone
snitches... Yeah, so if their parents... Yeah, no snitches, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't use bad words. I don't do, like, anything...
Yeah, I don't do none of
whatsoever.
That. None of that on Instagram.
No alcohol.
No, literally. Like, I don't even show skin besides...
Yeah, exactly. I've never heard of this alcohol, even though we have a bottle.
No, you just took two
shots. I heard you gotta be 21 for that, right?
No,
it's 19 still.
19 still.
Oh, damn, bro.
In Canada, yeah.
Oh, man.
18 in Quebec.
18 in Quebec.
Oh, why is Quebec different?
Because Montreal wants to be its own fucking country.
It's Quebec, honey.
It's Quebec.
Oh, sorry.
Quebec
man.
Is the province that wants to be its own country.
It says like QU, so I thought it was Quebec.
It is Quebec.
It's not QU.
I thought
That's Q-U-E.
It's Q-C. Oh no, it's Q-U-E. Oh wait.
It's Q-U-E-B-E-C.
Eric, wait, are you okay, guy?
Are you the one that's drunk?
Oh shit, never mind.
This nigga said Q-C, what the fuck, bro?
Excuse me, what does a Q-C sound like?
I don't know.
That's
like, alright.
Q-C a Beck?
Yo, Eric's just getting roasted. Yo, last night and today? Yo, Eric, bro. You okay, buddy?
Yo, I'm blessed.
Alright.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. That's all that matters.
Alright, let's talk about this one thing.
Oh shit, more? What's up?
Wait, what's next?
Cancel culture.
Oh my god.
Cancel culture?
Cancel culture's for white little bitches. That's all I gotta
Wait,
say
I'm
about
confused.
It.
What does that mean?
So, like, you know, like, remember how R. Kelly pissed on that little girl and then he's gone to jail because he doesn't pay his, like, child support and this, that, and the third?
Yeah.
Mm. Cancel. Cancel R. Kelly. For a good reason.
Oh,
don't piss on little girls.
I literally thought you were talking about, like, how you tell someone you're canceling on something.
No, like, or like,
like, this popular person's canceled, like, you don't listen to them.
Amen.
Anymore,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Or even regular people.
Or, yeah, even regular people.
Like, oh, Andre's canceled?
No,
yeah,
fuck off,
you can say that too.
I mean, like.
So, like, we don't associate with Andre anymore.
Hey. Hey. I live here, bro.
Canceled.
Yeah, you live across.
I live across from you, bro, please.
Oh, you guys are neighbors?
Yeah, I remember.
No, wait, we live in the same. We live in the same apartment.
Yeah,
we live in the same apartment.
Yeah,
like the same, like, room.
Well,
not the room, but
not,
like
we're not
roommates. Yeah, the same.
The
same
apartment. The same house.
We're flatmates.
Flatmates, I guess.
I think that's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Andre didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did. I told you I live with Sai.
You didn't tell me you live with Sai.
I did tell you. I said I told you I live with Sai, Becca, and
Jacob. Jacob's the third one. I always forget that he lives with
them.
No, not gonna lie. The other day, he walked in at 4 o'clock. I was in bed, and I was like, who just walked in?
Oh, God.
I got up, and I was like, oh, it's Jacob.
Oh, God, sorry.
Is Jacob white?
He's white.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Hey, Becca's white.
Okay. That's not sad, though.
It's not sad, though.
You can low her. Low her.
Yeah, we can low her.
Low her still.
But yeah, what about cancel culture?
Oh, I just wanted to get your take on it.
Oh, say less.
Because you wanted to talk about it still.
It's like for white little bitches, bro.
Shit.
I honestly feel like the cancel culture is just a way for you to, like, feel like you're a part of something bigger, even though it's really just on social media.
Yeah, for real.
Like, if they actually wanted to do something, they would just make it for you. Because I get that it's, like, making it viral, but, like, it's in people's minds for a day.
Right?
Spinning facts.
Right?
Yeah.
Spitting straight.
It's not like it's doing anything.
It really
like,
isn't.
Everyone knows about R. Kelly, but literally, what are anyone else doing besides, like, not giving
R. Kelly is canceled. What is that going to do?
Like,
yeah, he is. And I can't not listen to his music.
R. Kelly was like.
Also, wait, that gives something else, though. Like, at the time that he made his music, you didn't know it.
Yeah, you didn't know
shit. You wouldn't have known.
You, like. That's what I hate too. Like, I'm still gonna listen to Pac's music, but does that mean I'm gonna, like,
shit,
get into that now? Because he's not getting any more money if he's in jail. Like, his records are getting more. Like, the record companies.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
It's not like we're supporting him either way.
We're supporting evil record companies.
Yeah, right?
Damn. Yo, you're woke.
Yeah, Anjali's woke, bro. She's fucking brown. What do you expect, fam? We're cultured, nigga.
Represent.
Damn, straight out of India?
You bet, bro.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Student.
Oh shit.
Affected by American accent.
Yo, Andre loves it when I say.
Oh shit.
When I pick up a phone and say.
Oh. Don't do it.
Hello.
I can't do it.
Hello, this is tech support.
Indian tech support. Hello, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Kimmy. Nice to meet you. I thought that was the hottest shit. You know how I reply to telemarketers? You know, your sperm donor, you squeeze it, we freeze it, how may I help you?
Oh my
god,
whoa!
I thought that was the hottest shit.
Whoa.
And I was like 12 years old.
What the
so
fuck?
Funny.
She was 12.
Holy that's the
shit,
thing though.
Bro.
I was 12.
She was 12.
She was 12. I was here like a fucking savage, bro.
Bro,
dude, fucking savage.
It was unnecessary, and I would have, like, slapped myself if I, like, did it. If I saw a 12-year-old do it, like, it's like,
Bro, that's whack.
It got them to stop calling, bro.
I guess.
Nah. Oh, shit. A telemarketer calling a telemarketer?
Telemarketers are canceled.
That's canceled.
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude.
Canceled. Yes. Honestly, I wish I was Jonathan Magnus.
Who?
JBF? Queer Eye? Excuse me?
Oh, yes.
I watched Sai's not woke.
I watched one episode.
Yeah, Sai's watched one episode of Queer Eye, and that's about it.
And I was gone. Yeah. Trying to watch
the
show.
Have you seen all your episodes of Queer Eye?
All of them? No, I've watched some of them.
I'm starting it. I'm gonna watch it. My friend said they're gonna recommend me for Queer Eye.
Yeah, I think so,
honestly,
bro.
No, honestly though. Like, if they ever come to Ohio, like, they decorate the entire apartment and like they
Don't touch my room.
Tell me you don't want this place redecorated.
But no. My room is my room. Don't touch my room.
Who got the money to decorate this place? Like,
none of us, bro.
Wait, Andre's making bread. What do you mean?
Hey, relax.
I'm just making bread, but he ain't gonna spend it.
I got insurance to pay for.
He just bought a car. How are we gonna? How much money he got left?
A bill a month.
Yes. That's a bill. It literally is a bill a month.
How much is your rent?
$575.
That's so like
$675 a month.
Yeah.
Plus
my phone bill.
That's like.
Yeah.
That's like seven bills a month.
Plus
Plus gas and electricity.
So add another like 20,
plus
30,
gas for your
30,
car.
20, yeah, gas for my car. Eric, I'm not plus making like, enough.
Yo, bills start adding up. We need at least $1,000 a month.
Plus like insurance and not for your car, like yourself.
Probably more than $1,000 a month.
I don't even pay health insurance, bro. That's all my dad's benefits.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's one thing.
I guess no shoes for you, for real.
No shoes.
Yo, we went. we almost bought shoes.
No, Eric, I literally almost bought shoes today. I'm not even kidding.
Bro, I saw a pair, like, I didn't even, like, look for those. And they were, I saw up to 70% off. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, how much are these? And he was like, 60. And I contemplated it for a second.
60 is cheap.
Eric, I swear to God, we went to Foot Locker. Three different men were like, yo, you guys need anything? Because they saw how I was eyeing the shoes. Bro. And there's one man who was like, yo, you want to try that in your size? I was like, nah, dude, I can't. He's like, yo, you can lay it away. Don't even worry about
how
it.
How many
I was
did
like,
I say I wanted to buy?
Wait, can we talk about privilege for a second?
Are we talking about privilege? Oh, because you got a white boyfriend, so you want to talk about his white privilege?
I was not going to talk about that. Oh, she have a white boyfriend? I was going to talk about me.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I do.
Damn, don't, I'm not gonna say anything against white people.
I know what you're gonna say.
I'm not gonna say
he doesn't
anything.
Like white people.
Okay,
he does
I just
not.
Wanna talk about privilege for a second. Because my parents pay for everything, and I feel like, I'm taking classes at a community college this summer just because I'm like living back home, like they transferred UT, so it's fine. But anyway, I was talking to this guy, and we're in the same Calc 3 class, and he was telling me about all the hardships he had to go through, and how he had literally a 1.2 GPA in high school,
bruh.
And how he was going through so much, and he had like no opportunities. And I just felt so bad, because I feel like if he had the opportunities that I have, he'd be so much farther than I am, and I'm just like taking it.
I mean, that's how life is.
I know, but like, we just don't get a perspective on it until we talk to someone.
That's true.
I had this conversation with my friend the other day. It was like, it's kind of like an Indian thing. Like, Indian parents, like, they save money to send their kids to college.
They'll
and,
pay
like,
for they'll, you and their parents.
Yeah, they'll pay for your college. Like, it's not a thing. Like, I found out, like, when I got here, like, none of my friends, rarely any of my friends, like, have their parents pay for their college.
Yeah, bro,
they don't. And it's like, I found out it's like an Indian thing. Like,
it definitely is.
Yeah, their like mindset when they're working is like to make money for their kids to go to college.
Yep.
Well, it's not really the mindset of other parents, like other, I guess white people.
Yeah, I know.
They always think about themselves.
Nah, oh my god. The thing is, most white people I know, they get their tuition paid for by their parents.
Okay, unless they, I mean, if they're rich, yeah.
Bro,
but
that's a. That's almost everyone here in Ottawa.
Yeah,
okay, but think about it. Even like lower middle class or like poor like Indian parents, they try to pay for their kids' college. Like they do everything in their power to try to pay for their kids' college.
I mean,
they don't want their kids. They want their kids to like focus solely on that education and not struggle anywhere.
Yeah. In general, like the Eastern culture is definitely more collectivist. But like the Western culture has been individualistic in the past, but it's like becoming more collectivistic.
Oh, shit.
But I mean, there's always exceptions.
So.
That's true. Yeah, there's exceptions.
And because America's such a huge melting pot, like, we can't generalize like America specifically.
Straight facts.
But that is also very true. Like Indian society is like, okay, when you're a kid, your parents will pay for you, but your parents also pay for their parents in the hopes that like when you grow up, you'll also pay for them and also your kids. So it's like this is the most stressful time of their lives.
Yeah.
It's
insane.
Yeah.
They're paying for everyone in their life, basically.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. I don't know. I just care about like making sure that you're successful and then taking care of your kids. That's a whole new thing.
But like when I was in high school, like. I was like talking to my friends and they're like, oh yeah, I'm taking out loans and stuff. And I was like, my parents are like, my parents made a joke and they're like, yeah, you're going to take out loans. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, y'all got the money. Like, you're going to pay for my college. And they're like, yeah, of course. Obviously, I'm going to pay for your college. I mean, my parents aren't doctors, but we make good money. So like, it's not like they can't pay for my college. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't have, like, I go to UT. It's dirt cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
No, it is pretty cheap to go here. Exactly. Toledo's cheap? Scholarship, so you,
yeah,
no, it is. It's,
I pay $2,000 a semester now.
Yeah, with all scholarships and shit like that.
Oh, must be nice.
That doesn't even put a dent in their paycheck. Like, you won't see it.
Yeah.
Like.
That's what I'm saying. Literally, the only thing that I have to pay for, like, okay, so I was supposed to pay for my car, right? Like, I have a job this semester, and they were like, you're gonna pay for most of it every month. And they literally bought my car in cash.
Holy crap.
Just save this money up.
Holy crap.
I was asking my dad for a car. He bought it, like, in one pay.
He literally went there. He was like, yeah, I can write a check right now. And he gave it to them.
It's not in installments. I'm like,
crap,
not
even, bro.
That's the thing. Why do they hate installments so much? They bought my car?
I was like, pay for my tuition in installments. It's easier that way. He's like, nah, just give me the card. I'm like, what? Like, excuse me?
No, but the thing is, we sound like really, like, dumb and, like, privileged right now, but we're amazed why they do that, too. Like, there's literally no reason to have to pay everything at once.
Like, I went through, like, our expenses for, like, a year once, and I was like, we spend so much money. Like, it's ridiculous. We are hella privileged. And, like, I wanted to say this, like, a second earlier. Like, if you think about it, I pay $2,000 a semester, right? Andre makes that in a month.
Yeah, I do make that in a month.
Andre makes my tuition in a month. Yeah, so, like, think about it. He's 20 now, and he's making that in a month at, like, some job that he's just having for the summer. My parents, like, work actual, like, adult jobs. Like, so this is nothing for them.
God damn.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
Then, like, I don't know, Indians save a lot.
Yo.
Yeah.
They might spend a shit ton, but they save so much. Because my dad, okay, the thing is, none of my parents even knew that I was going to get a car at this time, because they expected me to get a car, like, my junior year. And they just have, like over 10K saved up for something like this to come through.
Oh, Jesus, like, God.
Oh, my.
Like, how would you know? Why would you? God.
Like, my dad bought me a car, like, it's because I needed one for the summer.
Yeah, for the summer. And then
because my car back home, it wouldn't have survived coming up here.
Right.
So he bought me a new car, got rid of his car, and so his expenses just went down, if you think about it. Like,
okay.
So I didn't even know how he thought about that, but like sending me a new car and him getting rid of his car and
like
using my
money.
Old car just saves money.
It saves money.
I mean, eventually in a year when my brother starts driving, that's gonna skyrocket, but like,
right,
that's
now,
a year that he
money
saves
for
a ton of money.
Like, financial and education wise, I totally trust my grandparents, but like anything else, I'm gonna do this on my own.
Hey, yo.
On top of that, my mother started working like the year before I went to college, so like,
yeah, bank just became
that. Yeah, like,
My mom always worked, so that was always good.
We lived off my dad's income, like comfortably, like, and we had like money saved and everything for like years, like 10 years.
Yeah.
When my mom started working, so like,
yeah.
So it just,
I know this sounds really bratty right now, but like, that's like, we're just trying to explain like what our
family is. No, I respect that. I respect that.
Because it's crazy how much we have and how much they had to suffer for it. Because
think
about it, like, they're saving all this money because. Literally, if they had like 25% of what they had in India, like, because my parents immigrated,
they could be
anywhere. Yeah. That's what he started with, friends, so.
Yeah. I don't know how this, conversation gave me here.
This is how it works.
I like this. Audrey, can we bring them back another time?
Can we bring, yeah, we can bring them back.
I mean, I'm always going to be in the apartment. I live here.
Yo, I live 3 hours.
Alive.
I mean, you're going to be here in the semester.
Here. You'll be here in the semester.
This is perfect.
Dead ass.
This is perfect.
Dead ass, bro.
This is. I love this already.
Yeah, I know. I'm loving
this. Andre, I'm just gonna have to come down during reading week then.
Yeah, I told you. Fucking come down and bring Andre with you still, fam.
That's great that y'all have
it's,
reading weeks.
What is a fucking reading week here?
Mine is.
It's just a week before finals.
It's
a week before midterms, right?
It's like a week before or after midterms.
Mm. Oh, we have midterms in October. We don't have a designated midterm week, though.
Oh, okay. I thought yours was before finals. I mean, I know my some of my friends down like over in the East Coast, or they have right before finals, they have like 2 reading days or like a reading week sometimes.
2 reading days.
It said, they said reading days. I was like, what's that gonna do? Days, like a day for
a
4
day
finals?
To read, bro? Give me a day to read. Read what, bro? The back of my like Glade can? Like the fuck? I ain't read shit.
Nah, but we get like a reading week. So our semester starts in September, finishes at the end of November.
Late. They start late. You hear that? End of late. November is when their semester ends.
It ends at.
Or sorry, beginning, the beginning, like the very beginning of December.
That's still insane.
So what, they got
like
14 weeks, 13 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
That's ridiculous.
And then
we got
a week off too.
We got 15 weeks, and that's kind of short.
That's kind of short.
I mean, I know my friends who got 16 and 17 weeks. Because
they just condensed it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a semester.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's all I got, to be honest.
This nigga didn't have any points.
Bro, you guys,
if you got any
more
questions?
You guys went off on a tangent.
No, yeah, we definitely
did. Yeah, that's our bad, I guess.
That, no, I good. Like it. Shit, I wish more people were like you. Andre, I think we can like close it off from there.
You can close it off.
Just because there's many more to come, apparently.
Gotta save it.
Well, in that case, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Bro, I'm like buzzing right now. I'm slowing down. That's why I'm like, I can't speak.
Bro, that energy drink hit hard this
afternoon.
No,
yeah, the energy drink's like crashing now, and then the alcohol's hitting. I'm just like, ooh.
Bro, I'm not gonna go to sleep.
I need to sleep.
You're gonna sleep
nice. Too. Yeah, I'm
bro,
about to
when you
crash.
Waking, are you making breakfast?
Make it for myself.
Make me some breakfast. I didn't want to cook.
Make me some breakfast.
Oh, look at her. Oh, yeah.
Yo, original Pancake House, their omelets.
Good.
A1. They're huge.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
It's a diner.
Yeah, it's a diner.
Okay.
I was gonna make some joke
about it. See where you. No, it's not huge. The iceberg.
That's a good one.
Hey. I know, yo. If you guys. Listening could see the setup that we have in the apartment.
So, like,
we have a headphone splitter connected to another headphone splitter.
What?
So we have 3 headphones connected to 1 jack.
Yo, if you come, we gotta get another headphone splitter. So we can put 4 in there.
What the? Oh shit.
This nigga looks, it's so ghetto right now, but hey, it works.
But we couldn't find a 3 or a 5.
Yeah, we couldn't find the 5.
So I really
one,
was
so,
like, just get 2 headphones.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, fuck it. Why not?
Why not? Oh, it works.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, deadass.
What a smart kid.
Well, thank you for you guys for coming on.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Shout out your Instagram one more time.
Okay, so it's PBANJELLYYYY. PBANJELLY with 4 Ys.
So it's a SAIV underscore six. So
it's easier than mine.
Yeah. That's so much easier. I like that.
Yeah.
Follow Andre. Andre, what is it?
Oh, geez. Make it be. Andre.brxwn.
Follow me, Eric.nightfall.
Yes.
This has been a movie. All right.
Nigga, what did you just say?
A movie?
A movie.
A movie.
A film. All
right, boss.
All right, done.
All right.